USA Radio News.
President Trump is taking part in a roundtable discussion on immigration in McAllen, Texas. The president believes our U.S.-Mexican border needs to be beefed up.
The tremendous flood of illegal immigration, drug trafficking, human trafficking, a phenomena that has been going on for 1,000 years or more.
With no end in sight of the partial government shutdown, Vice President Mike Pence says it's time for Democrats to start negotiating.
Democrats continue to maintain the position that they will not negotiate until the president reopens the government. That's with the crisis we have on our southern border, the American people deserve better.
JCPenney, Macy's, and Sears all announced they are closing underperforming stores starting this spring. The store closings will take place all across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
School board members in one Pennsylvania district have voted to postpone a policy allowing teachers to carry guns in school. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
By a vote of 2-1, the Tamaqua School Board Security Committee says it's suspending the implementation of the policy pending a court hearing on its validity. Teachers and parents have been filing lawsuits against the policy, claiming it violates state law in Pennsylvania and poses a danger to the community. That district serves over 2,100 students. It's believed to be the first school system in the state of Pennsylvania to have acted to let teachers carry weapons. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Michigan State University will be setting up a new fund for survivors of the sexual abuse by former university and USA Gymnastics sports doctor Larry Nassar after the previous one was shut down due to fraud. The details are still being worked out, including how much money will be put into the account. You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
If you're looking to lose weight in 2019, one of the main things you need to do is work on keeping that metabolism constantly working and burning fat. What are the best ways to do this, though? I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Michael Roisin. He's author of a new book titled What to Eat When, and one of the things we discuss is how the premise of his book is not about what you eat, it's when you eat it.
It is both when we eat and what we eat. But one of the keys we found was that your metabolic rate changes as the day goes on. You have a circadian rhythm to it, much like you do with sleep. And it is caused by the same type of things, changes in hormones. And what happens is a calorie in the morning is less metabolically active than a calorie in the evening. So a calorie is not a calorie is not a calorie. A calorie counts more towards fat storage in the evening. That is, if you've got normal blood sugar in the morning, by the evening, you're pre-diabetic. And so the key is to eat when the sun is up. And the data from human studies are that the more you eat in the morning as compared to the evening, the more you'll maximize your health and your weight loss.
Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.